Casterton. It's Casterton Cup Day, and John Donnelly takes our call. Haven't spoken to John in a few months. He takes our call. How are you, John?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. Good to hear from you.
Well, it's been a while since you raced at Casterton. We go back to last spring, don't we?
We are. We're a little bit rusty, but no doubt by the end of the races on Sunday, all the rust will be gone and we'll be well-oiled for the rest of the season.
Well, of course, you have meetings to come over the coming months. You do have a meeting in September, and I think you've got an extra one in October. Often we talk cups and feature meetings across the state in spring and warmer times of the year. Some might say that's when everyone talks about those sort of events. Others might say it's good that you're sort of out on your own to a point. There are not many cups, are they, this time of the year?
No, there's not. Not too many winter cups at all. There's probably Terang, earlier, a couple of weeks before Warrnambool, and then us, and, that's about it until the springtime.
So for the locals that say, why don't you hold your cup in the warmer time of the year? Because you do race in September, and as I mentioned, you've got an extra date this year in October. What do you say to those that say, why don't you try and race your feature day on the warmer days?
Well, probably our main attraction at Caston is the live hedges, and we can't use them past outside the jumping season, which ends in August. So we believe going into the winter is better to have a race meeting with our, be able to display our hedges, and we prefer it the beginning of winter rather than right in the middle of winter.
So the last couple of years, this date for the Cup, people on track last year but not the year before, is that right, or do you remember?
Yeah, I was limited to 1,000 last year and nothing the year before, so looking forward to everyone being able to get out and about again, looking forward to a bumper crowd this Sunday.
Feedback indication people will be there?
Oh, very good. Our marquees, our limit of 40 has been sold. Lots of interest in other areas such as the membership. Our membership's up. So it's looking pretty good after the 2 years we've had.
John Donnelly talking Casterton. We always love to thank the sponsors. And you've had a pretty long association, because I recall over the years when I mentioned this meeting, it's often referred to. Foodworks Casterton have been with you for a while. They're the local Foodworks branch there.
They are, been a great sponsor. Foodworks, our local sponsor. We've also had a fairly long association now with Bet365, who have become a wonderful sponsor. Bonnie Energy, Pullen Fuel, and Nutrien. I can't name them all, but they all know who they are, and we have a great partnership with our sponsors.
Terrific. Gee, you're racking up more sponsorships than some of the young bucks in manager roles there. John, you're showing them up. Good to see John Donnelly with us from Casterton. John, you mentioned the live hedges. It's been great growing weather over the last 6 to 7, 8 months going on. I mean, lawns grow at the drop of a hat. We've had rain, even preceding days to this weekend. We've had a bit of a humid week, and then we've had rain mixed in with that. The hedges must be growing a treat.
Yeah, no, the hedges, they thrive. They thrive any time, and this time of the year, in the winter time, they're at their best. They're a 24-year round hedge. But the winter time, they seem to find another league, and I think that's why they've been such a successful obstacle for steeplechasing.
And there'll be some pretty handy prize money rewarded to a horse and connections over those famous hedges this weekend. You've got a big race worth a lot of money.
Yeah, the Two Rivers, Pullen Bonnie Energy Two Rivers Steeplechase, $100,000, which is, probably unheard of, $100,000 race at Casterton, but it's happened all up Sunday. There's 335,000 estate money over nine races. Just goes to show how healthy the industry is.
And then we move on after the Cup this weekend at Casterton to Sunday the 26th of June, a meeting you're very proud of. It's your jumps meeting, also flat racing, all about the high weight jockeys as well.
Yeah, it's a day out for the jumping jockeys. They get their opportunities not only to ride over the obstacles, but also show their finesse on the flat and all the mounts that day will be taken by jumping jockeys, which we're glad we can keep participating in that day.
And then you go July the 24th, and moving ahead September, and we're chatting off air before you came on this morning. You've got an extra date this year. You're going to have a meeting in October, plenty of time before we talk about that, but why have you got an extra meeting this year pushing on into October at Casterton?
Well, it's as late as we can go because of our water supply. But I think we've managed to pick up. Last year we picked up a meeting through Seymour being closed over that period of time. And I think this time we've picked up another one with the restoration and building of the new track at Warrnambool.
Terrific stuff. Well, good luck. Good luck with your feature meeting this weekend. And, of course, as you say, the live hedges in use. You haven't raced in September. And, well, $100,000 jumps race at Casterton, and that in itself is a talking point. Good luck, John. Always good to catch up with you. Thanks for updating the listeners on your race club. All the best.
Thanks, Andrew. Stay safe.
John Donnelly there.